Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The first baseman, Mule Haas. Batting fourth. The right fielder, George Washington. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Peete. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Whitehead. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Whitehead. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting second. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eldon Auker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Eldon Auker. And now, play ball. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic, who is chasing the ball. Greenberg reaches third base with a triple. Gehringer goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Tigers. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greenberg scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete takes first base on ball four. Appling moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Dykes strikes out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is hit by the pitch. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is called out on strikes. One out. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker bunts towards the mound. Whitehead fields it and throws to first for the out. Owen moves to second. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogel takes first base on ball 4. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Auker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Haas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehringer for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Greenberg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Krivic throws the ball into Appling, who tags Greenberg trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen juggles the ball. That's an error on Owen. Haas moves to second. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pete hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haas scores. Appling moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Tigers. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive towards short. Rogel catches it and throws to second to double up Appling. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehead fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Haas scoops it up and throws to first, with Whitehead covering, for the out. Two outs. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 0-for-0 in the game. Auker takes first base on ball 4. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rogel hits a pop-up towards first. Haas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Auker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a line drive into left field. Radcliffe picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Radcliffe. Fox moves to third. Gehringer moves to second. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Greenberg is walked intentionally. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Simmons is called out on strikes. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-2 in the game. Goslin takes first base on ball 4. Fox scores. Gehringer moves to third. Greenberg moves to second. It's 3-1, Tigers. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Owen hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayworth hits a line drive into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fox. Haas reaches second base with a double. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Haas moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to second for the out. Haas scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Tigers. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pete. The throw from Hayworth and he is out, Rogel applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Auker hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehead fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Dykes moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whitehead bunts towards the mound. Auker fields it and throws to first for the out. Dykes moves to third. Sewell moves to second. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 3 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fox. Radcliffe reaches second base with a double. Dykes scores. Sewell scores. It's 4-3, White Sox. Roxy Lawson now pitching. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 3 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simmons who is chasing the ball. Krivic reaches third base with a triple. Radcliffe scores. It's 5-3, White Sox. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lawson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Washington for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Greenberg is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehead fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Pete takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. The ball bounces off Rogel, and towards Gehringer, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Pete moves to second. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayworth hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roxy Lawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehead fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Lawson, and towards Rogel, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lawson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Haas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehringer for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.